I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi Andy, Happy New Year to you. I can't believe we're through the first week of January already. I don't know about you, but I've already been back at work, as it were. And it feels like Christmas and the New Year is a dim and distant memory. But you know what? It is that time of year where all of our minds turn to a fresh start. And whatever aspect of your life that is in, that can actually come with a lot of pressures. Now, I'm talking about fresh starts today because it is the time of year, and we've had a handful of emails in over the Christmas New Year period, most of them saying the same things, certainly very similar things, and they align with conversations I've been having with people over the last week or so. And it's all about, you know, the new year is going to be different. I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to save X amount of money. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to get healthy. And one of the complaints, if you like, that comes off the back of that is my partner doesn't support me or my partner doesn't help me. And there are a couple of things to say about that. First of all, is that any goals, any resolutions that you are putting in place, I don't like to call them resolutions because that puts too much pressure on yourself. Certainly set a goal for some point in the future. My goal this year, and I have a goal, which I have already started. I want to lose some weight. I want to lose about a stone and a half in weight because I didn't do any exercise. From about August onwards, I did nothing. And the weight has gone on, far too many mince pies and alcoholic drinks over the Christmas period. So I've signed up to run a half marathon in May. But the trouble is, because I haven't run for the best part of a year, I'm feeling really slow, really sluggish. So I decided that's it. I want to lose some weight because I'll feel lighter. Therefore, psychologically, running will be easier. But I'm also aware I'm of the age that I need to do some strength training. Now, it is a constant joke in our house that I need two hands to pick up one of my partner's dumbbells. Not that they are particularly heavy, not that he is particularly ripped, but I am incredibly weak. My personal dumbbells are 0.25 of a kilogram, and I can barely manage 10 reps of those. Just to put it into perspective here, I've always had a notoriously weak upper body, but I'm of the age I have got to do something about that. So after having an initial laugh at how weak I am, my partner is now really supportive of me. I've joined the gym purely for strength training. I've joined the local running club so that I can get back up to half marathon fitness and speed. But I can also do it knowing that I am looking after my bones and my muscles at the same time. And why am I telling you all this? Because it's a really long preamble, isn't it, into what I want to talk about, which is, why doesn't your partner support you with your goals? Or why do we find it so difficult to believe that our partner's going to achieve their goals? And this is the theme of the couple of emails that have come in over Christmas and the conversations I've been having lately. And unfortunately, what often happens is that when it comes to the new year, we seem to think and be under the illusion, and it is driven by the media, that on the strike of midnight on the 31st of December, some magic wand is going to be waved. We're going to still start with a blank sheet of paper, the same bottom line. We are all started from the same place. And life will start again. And it fails to take into consideration the hangover that we are carrying from the past year or past number of years, or in this case, relationships. And that stuff doesn't just magically disappear. We can do the work on ourselves to make it disappear. We can do the work on ourselves to understand it, to forgive, maybe not forget. And I'm a firm believer that we can forgive, but it's much harder to forget. And sometimes we shouldn't forget because it is in the not forgetting that we remain safe. But that's a topic for another day. New year, new start, high expectations. When we are really enthusiastic, when we share our goals and our plans, not just our partner, but with anybody else, we expect and we want them to receive those with the same enthusiasm that we have. But what we don't take into consideration is how those goals, how those plans come across from their perspective. And if our partner has been with us for a significant length of time, it may be that they have seen us come up with these goals year after year after year. And they have seen us get to the second or third week of January and give up on those goals because they are too hard, or we haven't got the time, or there's other pressures that have come in and taken over. And when they have gone through that cycle with you a number of times, they are then going to think, well, I really want to support them, but equally, I know that it's only going to be a short-lived goal or aspiration because they'll find a reason or an excuse for it not to happen. So before getting our partner on board, we need to make sure that we are truly in the place ourselves to follow our goals and aspirations through to the end point, to the result we want. Whether it be in health and fitness, whether it be in saving money, whether it be in getting a new job, whether it be improving our sex life, it might just be improving our relationships so we learn to have fun together once more. And if all of these are things that have come up year after year and not lasted very long, our partner is not going to be as enthusiastic as we are about the changes that are afoot. In the same vein, if our partner comes to us with their goals and aspirations, and we know that this is a repetition of the pattern from previous years, we're not going to be the same, are we? We're not. We as human beings will naturally say something like, oh, right, you're doing that one again, are you? Oh, well, you know, this is going to all fall flat on its face in 3 weeks' time. We do that without even thinking. And we do it because we're talking about things from our perspective, not from our partner's perspective. And it is really important to try and put yourself into your partner's perspective, into your partner's shoes, before responding. So, what I suggest in this instance, if you do have those goals that you want to achieve, if you're really keyed up and can't wait to get out there and really go for those goals, but your partner's a little less than enthusiastic, be kind. Don't put pressure on yourself or on them to come along with you. It might be they don't have the same goals as you. It might be that they think your goals aren't required. My partner looked at me and said, why do you want to lose a stone and a half? I said, because that's when I feel better. So he said, okay. And he's coming along with me. He's happy to go with the healthy eating. But in terms of going to the gym, he sort of said, right, go for it. What have you signed up for? So he knows that actually the side effect of me going to the gym, the side effect of me running on a regular basis, is that I will lose the weight. For me, however, the gym and the running is the easy bit. It's the weight loss that for me is the bugbear. So I'm focusing on the weight loss. He is focusing on my exercise journey because he knows I'll achieve the same results from that. And coming from it from different perspectives, we can have a really open and rounded conversation about it without me being offended that he's not as excited as I am when I lose 2 pounds, which I did this week, actually. I'm really pleased about that. Just a few less Pinot Grigios, Sauvignon Blancs, etc., a few less mince pies. Surprised the difference it makes. Don't know why I didn't think of it before. Anyway, On the flip side, you might not have resolutions or goals for yourself, but your partner might be. And it's really important that you're supportive, that you recognize where your partner might slip up and you stand in there and you support them even more. Try not to discourage them, because it is so easy when we say something really flippantly because we've seen it all before. Those words come out of our mouth and they really discourage our partner and leave them feeling that we don't care, we're not interested, and we're laughing at them. And that's just not the case. And whatever you do, don't remind your partner of past failures. Now, I've tried numerous times to lose just a stone and a half. I've often lost a stone. It's always that last half stone. And ladies, if you're listening, you're going to know it's that last half stone that really causes a problem, isn't it? I can never shift it. Doesn't stop me wanting to lose it, though. And my partner recognizes that, yes, I'm always going to throw that extra half stone onto the end because that is my ultimate goal. And we both revert to my kinky acronym when it comes to supporting each other with our goals, with our aspirations, with our plans for the new year, new me period. And just to remind you of the kinky acronym, it is K, be kind, I, be interesting or interested. Interesting for your partner, interested in your partner. And this is right in amongst that one. N stands for nurturing. Nurture your partner. Nurture their dreams. Nurture them and their dreams and goals as if they were your own. Be keen. Be keen to find out how they are doing, how things are going. Be keen to support them if things aren't going so well. But most importantly, be yourself. And just because their goals and dreams aren't yours doesn't mean you can't be supportive. Equally, you can have your own goals and dreams, and there's no reason for them not to be supportive of you. Now, I've rabbited on for long enough. Regular listeners will know I can rabbit on incessantly for hours on end, but I'm not going to because it is absolutely time to listen to some more fantastic music. Thank you, Andy. And I will be back next week. Don't forget to send your emails, your questions, your concerns, anything to do with relationships, anything at all, relationships, sex, send them in to us, andy@theloveshow.co.uk. And I will answer them in a future episode, a future week. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a fantastic New Year, whatever your goals and dreams are. Put everything you've got into them. And if you haven't got them yourself, support your partner in theirs. I'll catch up with you again next week.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.